I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing Podcast. I am Lord Whiffin of Essex Shire, sitting opposite me today, looking like a bit ninja-like. What's that top?
It's a black T-shirt.
Oh, right. I can't see your arms.
I mean, that's such a nice compliment. Normally, I thought you was going to call me a peasant, seeing as you was a lord. You just referred to me as a ninja, so yeah. I'm going to, love that one forever.
Okay. Before we get on with today's episode, if you're a first-time listener to Hardcore Listing, let us give you a brief insight as to what is in store. Chris and I pick a topic. And then sometimes we have guests that we go through that topic with. And when I say we go through that topic, we count down a top five in and around that topic. And it's always a bit of a laugh. And there might be some sweary bits in it. So if you're listening to it in the car with your kids, maybe turn it off now. Fuck sticks. Minge. We've got sponsors as well, Christopher.
We do have sponsors. The wonderful Egg Fried is a streetwear brand. They do hip-hop, punk-inspired clothing. Go and check them out at eggfried.com. You can also type in the code EGGSALAD and you get yourself a tasty little discount. They also do skate pants and handmade denim as well. So, yes, they're our freshest sponsor, fresh out the box.
They are box fresh. Let me tell you who's not box fresh, who is kind of tired and haggard. That's Charles at Love Beer. That's a lie, actually. He come and collected the temporary bar from the Whiffin the other day. He was looking great. He was looking very well turned out. Had a shirt on. Yeah. And he's got a good look. He had kind of like work boots on and jeans, but like a pretty kind of cool shirt and a good haircut. And I was thinking, Chaz is looking sharp.
He's a handsome lad, isn't he? When he has a little trim up and that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Smoky Wood Boy is like literally blossomed into a swan. And then what he'll do is he'll come and build you a bar. He'll come and put a bar wherever you want one. If you want one up your own jacksie, he can do that. Yeah. And then what he'll also do, if you don't want a bar built up your anus, he will deliver booze to you. So, and it's not just kind of off-the-shelf booze. It's hand-picked booze, and it's amazing. IPAs, stouts, really nice. Porters, and he'll deliver them to your house. And you can find out all about that at love-beer.co.uk. Yeah. And there is a discount as well if you want to do that. And the discount code is LBHCLP.
Well done, that man. Well done. And we've got one more sponsor. We've got one more sponsor. The fantastic Luke Rogers and Bang Boom Creative, a production company that specialise in photography and video work and editing. If you need any of the above, we can't recommend Luke and his team highly enough. Bang Boom Creative are just absolutely epic. If you've seen any of our press shots where we look quite good and you need something like that, go and see him. Also, he does just incredible video work and he's very fast at editing, and so is the team. So, yes, work with some very, very... He's a big swinger, isn't he? Big old Big old swinger, Luke, works with some massive companies.
He's got a big old piece on him as well.
It's not really professional, but yeah, I'm sure. That's no problem. Yeah, that they are all our wonderful sponsors.
Yes. Today, we are going to be... Oh, also...
Oh, yeah.
I should also point out that we have a Patreon.
Oh, yes.
So each week, we put up another episode over on Patreon. And and then ones can sometimes be a little bit more blue. We kind of know that the people that sign up to the Patreon kind of want the more ridiculous elements of this podcast. So we're going hard over there on that. What
going
we also do as well, we do live episodes once a month, which is it's an evening where we send you a Zoom link and you join us, and collectively we all do a top five with all of the patrons. You can chip in with, you know, as we record and whatnot, and then afterwards we have a hangout, and that's really nice. That's the kind of the sweet to the sour of the chat. It's like we go from ridiculousness to then just having a hangout, and it's a really nice gang over there. Everybody sort of keeps an eye on each other. It's a lovely little community, and if it keeps going this way, then hopefully in a couple of months they'll be completely conditioned, and then Chris and I will then develop our murdering sex cult.
That's it. Yeah, we're getting there. We are getting there.
Yeah, small steps, mate. Small steps. Right, what's today's top five, Christopher
Glasson? It is top five 80s songarooskies, chosen by one of our new patrons, Emma Gibb, I believe. Emma Powers Gibb. I think it might be a double...
Thank you,
double
Emma.
...barreled name. Mm. Yes, Emma, great shout. We've done a very trashy one for you guys as well today. We did a top five restaurants, high street restaurants, didn't we? So... We thought we'd go a little bit more, you know, highbrow with 80s songs. All mine are very highbrow as well.
And I know we just mentioned the Patreon, but that episode, High Street Chains, will be at this Wednesday on the Patreon. And the address for that is patreon.com/hardcore listing. Or you can just find out about that at our website, hardcorelisting.com.
Hell yeah. You starting or am I starting?
Right, yeah, well, I've got... you can start, but I just want to kind of say where I've gone with this.
Okay.
So if it's 80s songs,
yeah,
I've gone... See, what I don't want to do is go The Smiths and R.E.M. Mm-hmm. I'm going 80s pop.
Oh, okay. All right, sure.
Right, rather than like... Because there's loads of stuff that I just think is a bit... I don't want to be muso. I want this to be pure 80s.
So there's a chance I might know these songs instead of you say.
Well,
like,
and there's that as well. There's that
unless
as well.
You, otherwise, you'll say things like "Pillowcase" by Bad Breath, and I'll be like, "Oh right, yeah, I haven't heard that one." And actually,
yeah, it's all right. It's not their best single, but it's all right. Yeah.
What?
go on then. You start, mate.
I'm going to do "Theme from Essex Express." dun, 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 dun. Good friend of the podcast, good mate of the podcast, Mark Moore. Still own a few board games that I've been promising to play with him for about 3 years now. He did one of our first. He was one of our first guests.
Mm, it was top a fucking five movie soundtracks.
Yeah, it was epic. What a great recording that was, and what a wonderful, wonderful human being Mark is. Love stalking Mark on Facebook and Instagram. Really, he's in my top five most stalked, I'd say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, love stalking Mark. Good bloke.
He's such a lovely fella.
Yeah,
he
absolutely.
Really is.
And wrote an absolute seminal hit as well, like a real absolute, I guess that's almost in some way poppy, but it's, you know, dance and sample focused, isn't it? And, you know, laid the groundwork for many tunes after it. So, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Sorry, you were going to say something there, mate, and I spoke over you.
No, so I was just going to say, like, the whole story of that record is fantastic. You know, how he basically, you know, recorded it. I don't know, did he talk about it on Hardcore Listing, Harry? If he didn't, it was on Off the Beaten Tracks.
No,
he's one, an early guest on there as well. So, but I'd recommend both of them listens, because the film soundtracks one that Mark does, it's not like Eye of the Tiger.
No.
It's like he goes into some really, really... kind of obscure stuff,
yeah,
but it's just fascinating because he talks with such passion about it as well. I can't recommend that enough. But that record was something that he just was messing around in the studio with, and I won't carry on with this story too far because I don't want to get it wrong, but it just become a club hit and then literally just exploded. And I think he was still living in a squat, I think, when he was on Top of the Pops, and that was a number one record. It's just bonkers story. And yeah, I mean, what an incredible record that is, you know, to have a you know, your first record is a number one, you know, hit. Like, it's just brilliant. And like, at a really exciting point in the 80s, I guess that would have been 88, maybe 89. Probably 89, I think, maybe. Just a point when, I guess, in this country, electronic music, dance music was evolving rapid. There were so many scenes that were happening then. Solid choice, Christopher.
Thanks, mate. What's your number five then, bro?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I think I'm going to go with, excuse me, Open Your Heart by Madonna.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
From Madonna track.
Yeah. I think it's True Blue Era Madonna. Mm-hmm. I think he's, he said McDonough, like Scottish Madonna.
I'd love to see McDonough in a kilt.
Or a imagine that, a McDonough, if you could go to McDonald's and get a kebab.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
But it's still got like a Madonna sort of like branding.
I mean, you know, as a 47-year-old man, when that album dropped in, what, 86? Mm. Like, oh my God, like Madonna was just the hottest, coolest, sassiest, smartest pop star on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, and there's two other huge global icons in that period, which I'm, you know, may well get a mention as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I just think the moment I first heard Holiday, and then saw her on Top of the Pops, I was like, wow, like this is spectacular.
Yeah.
And then for me, you know, then I mean stuff like Borderline. There's so many good Madonna songs, and I go for Open the Heart, Open Your Heart, because it's not the one that gets played on the radio all the time. You know, I could have chose Get Into the Groove. I could have chose Papa Don't Preach. The video to Papa Don't Preach with the short peroxide hair, the Italians do it better, crop top. Oh, I was just in love with her. I was absolutely in love with her. I just think that she was just ridiculously smart, and what she done for women in music.
Who writes her music? Did she write most of her records?
She kind of co-wrote. A lot of the production was all done by Jelly Bean Benitez. He done all the early stuff, who was obviously an iconic producer and DJ. And then obviously, as her career unfolded, she was quite smart and generally picked all the hottest producers. Who done Ray of Light and that? I'm trying to think who produced that album.
No idea.
Oh, I can't think. But yeah.
Massive guesswork. I think it was Ali G.
That's right. Well, I mean, bizarrely, she did do that track with Ali G.
That's where I'm going from. Which is actually quite fun. It's quite a fun pop tune.
Yeah, and I just think that era, and yeah, open your heart. Yeah, I've got the lock and you got the key. Like, yeah, I just think it's just perfect pop music and fun pop music. I love her voice, whether the vocals are sped up a little bit to give it that kind of strange Madonna sweetness that it's got. Oh, I just think it's, yeah, brilliant pop record. Madonna, Open Your Heart, number 5.
Good shout, mate, good shout. I can't even remember what mine... Oh, no, yes, I can. Yeah, Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me.
Ooh, chill, mate.
It's in Breakfast Club, and I'm sure my brain keeps wanting to put it into Napoleon Dynamite. And I'm not even sure if it is anymore, because I haven't watched Napoleon Dynamite in ages. I can't remember what the ending song is on Napoleon Dynamite. It might not even be Don't You Forget About Me. But it is an absolute... Simple Minds are incredible. I think I wouldn't have even... When I first watched Breakfast Club, which was like a trillion years ago, whilst I would have liked the music, I don't think it would have really registered with me. It weren't for years. It weren't till I was in my... till I was like 29, 30, I started listening to Simple Minds and being like, oh God, there's just so much good music out there. So many wonderful, wicked bands. And yeah, I love that. I think that really captures my love affair with the 80s, I think, is Simple Minds and that record. I think most of us would have heard it. I'm sure you probably have a buttload more information on how that was recorded that I just don't have.
Give us a nerd fact about it then. So, they didn't write it.
Right.
It's one of the... So obviously, they wrote amazing hits like Alive and Kicking, and, you know, the list of, you know, Simple Minds songs goes on and on. That was written for the film, and that was initially intended for Duran Duran.
Oh.
And, yeah, they didn't want it. And yeah, Simple Minds went going in, and what a song! And so Jim Kerr's voice on that is just brilliant, and it's impossible that you can't hear bam bam and not instantly everybody's going to do it, right?
Yeah,
it's like it's brilliant, and it's just, and it doesn't get any more 80s than that, and it's in Breakfast Club, which doesn't get any more 80s.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's brilliant, show
peak 80s, man.
Yeah, like, absolutely, yeah, cracking choice, that. Like, I don't know why I didn't have that in mind. Yeah, brilliant. And, like, and it's just, like, it's a call of arms, that song, isn't it? As soon as it starts, you're like, yes. Do you know what? And it's the same with Alive and Kicking. It just, like, it builds and builds, and then you just get that, like, well, hang on, how does Don't You Forget About Me finish? Singing la 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 la, yeah, and like whereas Alive and Kicking finishes with ba da la 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 la, and it's like that's why a band from like Scotland started out as a kind of synth experimental electronic band become stadium. When you write songs like that, they're written for stadiums, aren't they?
Yeah, completely. Yeah,
brilliant.
No, I don't know. Like, I think because as well, as a youngster now, I was talking about. I can't remember who was on in the car yesterday, and I was ripping the piss out of them because in my like late teens, mid twenties, I listened to a lot of aggressive aggro music, really, and a lot of hip hop, and like think bands like Simple Minds are just. I wouldn't have really listened to them. And then once I got a taste for it, I was like, this is such beautiful music, such beautiful melodies and choruses. Yeah, love it, mate. What's your number 4?
OMD, Enola Gay.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Do you know that one?
Yeah, well, only because I was reminded of it, because I had to think what I'd missed out, and it was on one of the lists that I'd gone through this morning.
I think it's... brilliant pop. I love a synth play over. I love like any kind of, you know, like all of them bands from that era. I don't want to say it in case we're going to use songs by them later on in this list. But yeah, I just think he's brilliant. And And I spoke to him, the guy that wrote it, Andy McCluskey.
Really?
Yeah, and I was very in awe. And I spoke to him, and he was telling me, because he then... OMD is still very active, still huge in the States and stuff like that. And still, you know, big over here when they play. And they've obviously got a huge catalogue of songs, but as in the sort of early to mid, in the mid-90s, he took, put OMD on the back burner, and he was a songwriter. He wrote Hole Again for Atomic Kitten. And so he was talking about pop music and how it's changed over the years, and how pop music now, most songs are literally like 2 minutes because everybody's attention spans are just thumbs, quick, quick, quick. Okay. And he was saying, like, Enola Gay now wouldn't get on the radio because now you have to get a vocal in within 17 seconds or something like that, or you won't get on, like, Radio 1.
Whoa.
And, like, and so you think how many songs, like, don't, you know... You know, don't really get going for however long. So, you know, all of your, and it's always like songs now, like that for pop formula is like you start with a chorus and it's like straight away hook 'em. Otherwise, people are just like, nah, next. And it's like,
crazy.
So, I do think it's, you know, where's that going to go, the pop music market? Is it going to just be like, right, you're going to get like everything's going to be on Snapchat, what do you call it, TikTok, and it's like songs are going to be like 40 seconds. Like, is that where it's
like
going to go?
What a punk record used to be.
Yeah, like, and it's quite mad, like, but yeah, and he was saying like Enola Gay wouldn't get on the radio now if we released it now because it the vocal don't come in for about 30 seconds because you're too busy listening to that brilliant synth play over. Yeah. Like, so yeah, Enola Gay number 4.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, where am I going with this? I've got to go back to my list. Mine are quite late 80s, to be fair. I love this song. Again, heard it on a movie when I was 18. And, then I was straight into them. And that was the Pixies, Where Is My Mind. I think that opened me up to all the Pixies stuff. And I love that song. I think it's great. I try not to listen to it a lot because... When I do hear it, I want to really enjoy it. I don't want to burn it out. And I think I nearly burned it out when I first started listening to it. They've released loads of fucking great loads of great tunes. And but Where Is My Mind was the one that opened me up to them. And they're just fucking wacky. Their lyrics are absolutely mental. The lyrics of think songs like The Bass are, you know, are just quite strange and very in the moment. But yeah, Where Is My Mind? I just love it. That just a wicked composition, and I love it, absolutely love it. I actually, the reason why I tell you why I also picked this song, and the why it came so quite so highly is I thought it was like 90s Pixies. Mm. I thought it was early 90s. I didn't realise they'd written it that long ago.
I think Doolittle was tail end of the
80s. Yeah, I didn't know.
That album, I mean, I kind of didn't put bands like that in my top five. I've gone for pop, but I mean, the Pixies have got brilliant pop sensibilities in everything they do. You know, that album having Where Is My Mind, Monkey Gone to Heaven, Debaser, Here Comes Your Man.
Yeah,
I mean, these are just really good brilliant shows. Records. Yeah. I got to see the Pixies at Brixton Academy about 7 years ago, performed that record, and it was just great. Like, you know, just Kim Dowell's voice with Frank Black's voice, just fucking brilliant. Stop. Yeah, so good.
Like, it's so one of those ones that I don't want to listen to in the car because I'll crash it. I won't drive fast. I just sort of like just get so into it. Yeah, absolutely love it. And it is one of those songs where if it even starts, I've got to hear the rest of it. Like, I can't not. That's my number three. What's your number two?
Placebo do a really good cover of that as well, by the way.
I don't know if I've heard that. I must have heard it. It's really weird. They came. Placebo came in the car the other day, and I forgot how much I love Placebo. And when they first came out, I didn't really particularly dig them. And then, you know, 5 or 6 years later, I was like, oh God, they're great.
They've got a lot of good singles. Mm. When you like, you go on, you sling on the best of Placebo, and you're like, wow, how many? I love this one. They've got so many good songs. And they've got a new album out next month.
Oh,
I think.
Incredible! You're gonna get them on.
I spoke to their manager on the podcast, because he has just had a film made about him called Schemers. True story of him being a promoter up in Scotland and just being a little hustler and blagging it, and it's brilliant. And that's an interesting little story he's got. So hopefully, you know, we seem to get on well, so maybe I'll put a message in when Placebo come out. What an iconic front man as well, Brian Molko was.
Yeah, totally.
He's... Right, I'm going to go for... what am I going to go for now? So I've gone... fucking hell. I'm going to go... I've just got two by the same band. I don't know which one to go for.
Oh, you idiot.
I'm just going to go for West End Girls.
I didn't pick it because I thought you'd have it.
I was going to go Suburbia, but I'm going to go West End Girls. Again, could have picked a million Pet Shop Boys records because they're just brilliant synth pop band. Just West End Girls, just that kind of traffic noise. Probably the vocal don't come in for way too long, but why do you want a vocal when you know you're going to get... You're going to get that fucking bass line. Oh, liar. And then Neil Tennant's voice is so unique. Mm. He's like, you know, he's a bit of a pip. He's a talky thingy. It's kind of in the middle. And I think that's really, really an interesting way to deliver music. And I think he's just got it. Like, the lyrics to that song, you know, are just brilliant. And yeah, he knew pop. He was a writer for Smash Hits at the time. So he knew what the recipe was, you know, and Chris Lowe, absolute genius. Yeah. That first record, the album, Please. Oh, I mean, Suburbia is a fucking magical record. Love Comes Quickly. There's so many good songs on
that. That was written after you, wasn't it? Love Comes Quickly.
That's correct, Christopher Glasson. Yeah, yeah.
I love your laugh. When you laughed the other day, I can't remember what was said. And you were literally... I was looking at it on the...
That was ridiculous. You said something fucking stupid.
I can't remember what was... What was it?
You said this cock ain't going to suck itself.
Yeah. And you lost, that's the longest you lost it for. That was I think that was a solid minute of you fucking pissing your pants. And I love you, it makes me chuckle. Even your fake laugh, king of laughs, Stuart Whiffin.
Thank you very much. West End Girls.
So my number two, I'm torn between what I put first. I'm on two now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Simple Minds.
Yeah. And S Express.
Three. Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to go with, because I put this as number one for when we did Pip's Songs That Make You Cry. This was maybe my number one, which is Hounds of Love by Kate Bush.
Ooh.
So, yeah, again, it's funny because I could have done an 80s thing, which was more like where you've gone poppy or like, I guess these songs aren't, they're not rare.
Don't try and categorise Kate Bush because you'll get nowhere doing that. Yeah. It's impossible to categorise her. She's got her own category.
She's just such a banger. It's just such a great song. There's loads of other songs she's obviously released, even on that record, that are more popular, I guess, Running Up That Hill and stuff like that. But Hounds of Love is my favourite. I absolutely love it. I love Blockhead's remix of it. Was it Block? Have I got that wrong? I can't remember who remixed it now. not Block Party. It was I'm sure, is it the Blockheads?
Wouldn't have been the Blockheads.
No, who is it? Hounds of Love remix.
Oh, no, are you talking about the cover by the Futureheads?
Yeah, the Futureheads. Sorry, mate. Yeah. I'm sorry. I fucking love that cover. I wonder if they're sick of playing it, because it's loved. It's so widely loved, that cover of it, you know. And to cover a Kate Bush song, you've got to make sure you come correct. And they did. They fucking smashed it. I'll be honest with you. I listened to it as much as I listened to the Kate Bush version. They're both epic. But we're talking 80s. Kate Bush is just an incredible artist. I think that was her my favourite point. So yeah.
Obviously, she's not. You know, she didn't really ever play live as such. Very reclusive, but she done seemed to sort of do quite a bit around, not live, but like TV and stuff like that when this album come out. Watch her perform this on Top of the Pops, like Hands of Love. It's incredible.
Really? I wonder if I can get that on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. YouTube. It's just amazing. She's beautiful and just, you can't take your eyes off of her. She's just an absolute artist.
Yeah.
And, like, and I know that's a wanky thing to say, but she really is. And yeah, that song is spectacular. And speaking of Running Up That Hill, shout out another good Placebo cover, by the way.
Yeah, no, that's it. You actually turned me on to that.
Yeah. All right, that's a good one.
So are we on your number one? Yeah, we are. I think we're on your number one, mate.
Two.
And you're on your number two? All right, did I go first? All right, okay. Apologies. Yeah, sorry.
So it's really weird because there's loads of songs that I want to put in that are just like guitar songs, as I'm just looking through my 80s playlist. Okay, so I'm going to go for... I'm going to go for Flashdance. Like, I think
for
he's
the
fucking...
For the dance moves, or...
What a feeling. Da, 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 da. Slow start.
Yeah.
Bow, 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 bow. Bow, bow, bow. Giorgio Moroder doing the music. Like, you know, absolute fucking beast of a song. And then... Once it starts, the snare comes in, it just starts building.
I'd love to watch you get into dancing to Flashdance, to be honest with you, mate.
Mate,
in like some
magical
sweats with some like...
It'd be Kate Bush-like. It'd be like, you know, performance art.
I'd love you with those, like, you know, 80s socks that go around the trainers. I'd love to see
leg warmers,
you do, like,
Chris.
Yeah, leg... Sorry, that's it. Sorry, mate, yeah. I'd love to see you doing a dance routine.
But...
In a gym to that song.
But when that chorus comes, because you just, it takes a while, and then it's like, what a feeling, ba da ba ba ba. It's just fucking euphoric.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, I just, it's brilliant, brilliant pop music. And yeah, Irene Cara, her voice is brilliant. Obviously, also sung Fame, another fucking brilliant pop record from the 80s.
Nice.
Yeah, Flashdance. I think it's Flashdance open bracket, What a Feeling, close bracket maybe. But yeah, Flashdance. Fucking love it.
Good shout, mate. Nice. That gets, is that what gets you pumped up on your playlist then, your 80s playlist?
If that comes on when I'm jogging, like I might when the chorus comes, I might sort of do a little kind of build up a bit of speed and maybe sort of throw myself through the air and do the splits.
Yeah, do a little pirouette, like as you get your spin through the air. Incredible, mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, my number one, there's no song that gets me more pumped up than this. So I thought, like, 80s was a big era for hip hop, and I thought I can't not have a hip hop song in here. And my favourite of that era is Young MC Know How.
Ooh,
there's nothing that gets me going more than that. I love his lyrics on that tune. He's so like hype hip hop, like he's boasty hip hop. But a time where it came with you're boasting about how good you are at rapping, and he was really good at rapping. You know, it's like now people boast about, oh, I've got more money than you. That's not a skill. And half the time when they're doing that, they don't have any money either. And like, so at least when it was, you know, this was a big part of hip hop, was this sort of like braggadocio, and he did it. He does it so well. And Oh, young MC know-how. It's just it's, it gets me excited. Every time he's here in a club, I used to go to Zach's in Southend, and DJ used to play it. That's where I first heard it, I think. Or that's where I first heard it in a club. And it just sends me wild, that. And again, yeah, late 80s. But it's my favourite of that era, of all of it. Like, you know, all the sort of like Eric B and Rakim. I could have, like, anything, like Slick Rick, I could have picked any of these. Big Daddy Kane. All got loads of bangers in from the 80s. But yeah, although his back catalogue is a lot more sparse than the others, I think that song is an absolute standout for me. Yeah.
And the sampling is obviously a big part of it. Yeah. Obviously, for those that haven't heard it, it's Shaft.
Is that what it's from? Shaft, of course it is.
Bang, 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 bang. But it's when you just get... It's a little sort of drum roll for the break to drop. And it's that's a fucking great shout. I did consider like some hip-hop, but I thought, no, that's a different one for me. I'm going to try and stay pure on it.
Sure.
So my number one is and I'm not saying these are disposable pop in any way, shape, or form. They're a fucking groundbreaking band. But I'm going to go for "It's My Life" by Talk Talk.
Oh, great tune! Oh, it's such a song.
It's just fucking incredible. That band are incredible. I'm looking at the picture on my wall of Mark Hollis with the angel wings with the word "Such a Shame," which was drawn for me in the wake of Mark Hollis dying the year before last, I believe. And I think "Life's What You Make It" by Talk Talk is another great 80s pop record today. Such a shame. There's so many great pop records by that band. But "It's My Life," I just think the synth progression play over in that chorus, like, is just fucking amazing. I've got goosebumps thinking about it. I love it. It's one of my favourite records of all time anyway. For those that may not know what I'm talking about, it was also the one covered quite not greatly, I thought, by No Doubt.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, they covered it, didn't they? Sort of maybe late 90s.
I don't mind it, but I think that's just because I've got an absolute bias for anything Gwen Stefani does, to be fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not.
They made it their own.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the idea of a cover, I guess. Mm. Like, I just think it's one of the greatest pop records ever made.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the greatest records ever made. And yeah, if I have to pick a song from the 80s, it will always be "It's My Life" by Talk Talk.
That's such a good choice, Joe. I'm going to have to listen to that, mate, today.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it is.
A few honourable mentions, then, if I can get a couple on the guitar front.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go R.E.M. and the Smiths and all the kind of bands that I love, but a big shout-out to... I mean, I could have mentioned The Cure. I didn't go there either.
Yeah, yeah.
Loads of sort of dance music, like Inner City and things like that, and Prince and Jackson.
Yeah.
But a big tune for me is Modern Love by Bowie, but I didn't put that in.
Yeah, Under Pressure was Bowie and Queen. I love that. I'm surprised that I didn't squeeze that into the top five, to be honest with you.
A couple of slow ones. "Against All Odds" by Phil Collins. There, I've said it. Like, I just think it's a fucking great little tune that on the pop tip. But also a guitar one that is also just a brilliant pop record. Waterboy's "Hole in the Moon." I think that's a fucking great record.
Good shout, mate.
Any honourable mentions at your end?
Young MC Know How mixes very well into "Fool's Gold" by Stone Roses, and that's still 80s.
Creeps into the 80s, that.
Yeah, it just. So it's just a sneaky one, although I wouldn't really strictly be. That's not where I straight go to, would be "Fool's Gold," but it was 80s.
Yeah, absolutely. Good shout. Right, we'll be back next time, right?
We'll be back. Thanks for listening. Love
you
all.
If you can't be asked to wait until next Monday for your next episode, go and join the Patreon, because not only do you support the podcast, but you'll also get access to... How many episodes we got over there now, mate?
200, I'd say.
Like,
yeah, that and videos. And strange, you know, you can find out Deirdre ones as well with, what was it, Nana Whiffin and Dr. Feelgood. We haven't done one of those for a while. Maybe we should do some more of those.
And also you can watch the drunk casts. There's videos of drunk casts that Pip lets us have the exclusive on, so you can watch us. It was actually this time last year that we recorded the legendary Noisy Villain episode with Pip, Brett Goldstein and Ramesh. And that popped up on my memories and made me laugh all over again.
God.
So you can watch that over on the Patreon. And all of these episodes, this one as well, and every episode that we've recorded in the last couple of years, you can watch them as well over on the Patreon. So the videos go up as well, so you can watch everything over there if you have any interest in looking at our stupid faces. And again, Patreon, patreon.com/hardcorelisting. Are we done?
I'm spent.
Ooh. It's a drunken soiree in the Within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.